better ROI, good investments, and decadent meals. As you know, I'm in real estate, and one of the things that people always ask me is whether or not a rental property has a good ROI or return on investment. Typically, we refer to something called the 1% rule to determine if the potential rental income can meet or exceed the monthly mortgage on a property. However, the 1% rule doesn't account for things like closing costs, repairs, maintenance, insurance, or property taxes. An easy way to calculate these costs is to multiply the cost of the property by 1%. So, if someone buys a property for $100,000 and you multiply that by 1%, then you should be able to get $1,000 a month for rent. Let's say you bought the property for $200,000. If you multiply $200,000 times 1%, that's $2,000. It's often difficult to find properties that will yield a good ROI, but not impossible. Just like we look at real estate as an investment, we should look at food the same way. The type of food I eat is an investment in my body, and I want to be sure I'm getting the best ROI on what I buy and consume. As I interviewed my friends, they always asked themselves whether or not what they were eating was a good investment. Let me give you a perfect example. Let's say I was craving pizza. I could order a pizza that had a regular crust with gluten and a high amount of carbs. But what if I spent the extra money for cauliflower crust? Or better yet, what if I made the pizza at home so I could be sure the ingredients were healthy and devoid of extra calories and chemicals? My investment in the pizza would be a bit higher financially and may require a bit more of my time, but the return would yield greater results than just ordering a regular pizza. For me, eating a cauliflower pizza would be just as good as eating the regular pizza because I love cauliflower crust pizza, as long as it's super crispy. So why wouldn't I choose that over the more calorie-indulgent choice? What is the better ROI? If the healthier option is just as good or almost as good, why not? My friend Kim lives by this principle. Anytime I eat chicken, I don't want it fried, she says. For example, when I go to Chick-fil-A, I always get the grilled chicken because I like it almost as much. The difference is so negligible that it doesn't justify eating something fried. One of the things that I never eat is artificially sweetened, fat-free, or some other fake version of real food. A quick Google search will show you that artificial sweeteners can actually make you crave sweets even more. Instead, I will use monk fruit or stevia to sweeten something. Another thing that I would never eat is fake meat products, such as soy or a veggie burger that wasn't homemade. These foods are literally filled with chemicals and are so processed that I would never touch that, even if it was fewer calories. I love to have a real grass-fed burger once in a while, which is ultimately a much better investment due to the quality of meat. If meat isn't your thing, you could make your own veggie burger that is juicy and totally plant-based. You could top it with caramelized onions, roasted cauliflower, broccoli, grilled zucchini, blanched asparagus, sauteed red peppers, roasted sweet potatoes. The list is endless. Now, that is the kind of veggie burger I would eat. I would have to ask myself if that would be the same ROI. For some people, that veggie burger would be the same ROI, while for other people, it wouldn't. What is the best ROI for you? Another question I asked one of my thin friends is, how do you decide whether you eat one meal or whether you eat a meal and a tasting for the day? They typically respond that they ask themselves a series of simple questions. How hungry am I today? If I skip a meal, will I be fine? Or am I going to maybe overeat on the next meal because I'm too hungry? Am I going to dinner later? Should I have a small tasting or skip lunch? Kim is a great example of this. As a busy mother of two teenagers, she often spends her mornings getting her kids ready for school. She has coffee every day when she wakes up, a smoothie or a smoothie bowl around 11 to 1 p.m., and later that evening, she will have dinner. Almost all the women eat their quote meal at night and their tasting is between 12 to 2 p.m. For dinner last night, she had tuna bites and a bowl of tomato basil soup. She always has some kind of protein and veggies. but Kim loves ice cream. If I'm going to eat ice cream, I want to get Ben and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs, something real. I'm not going to eat light ice cream. I would portion it out and maybe put one scoop of ice cream in a small dish. The whole container is not a serving. She further elaborates on her eating habits. If I'm eating out, I always have food left on my plate. I am not part of the Clean Your Plate Club. At home, I only give myself a small portion, so I might eat everything on my plate because I didn't put much on it to begin with. Sometimes when I go out to eat, I won't even order anything. I'll pick off the plates of my family members.